This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free to join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username, if you want to join us there, is lrn.fm. Also, we've got a Discord on-air call-in line chat room. You can jump in there like Gene the Christian Anarchist has done over at discord.lrn.fm. Ian, Chris, and Daryl in the studio continuing. We still have to talk about this town that has banned Bitcoin mining. That's on the way here tonight. But Gene had stuck with us because he was talking about Harvey Weinstein. And when this news first came out, one of the things I said on the air was, this has been the way of Hollywood. That's not to say it's necessarily right. I wasn't defending what Weinstein was allegedly doing, because what he was doing was definitely described as some pretty creepy, inappropriate behavior. And Gene, you've called in to say that, well, you're kind of defending him, even though Daryl pointed out that he was alleged to have raped some women. You're not defending him on rape allegations. You're just defending him as, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, so correct me if I'm wrong here, as, hey, he's a movie producer, he's got power, he's just doing his thing, and these women, the ones that weren't raped, they went along with it. Is that what you're saying?
Well, basically, I'm defending him and the women on participating in prostitution, basically. Because how many women will sleep with a man for $100? How many women will sleep with a man for $500? These women that were given these parts in these movies were possibly starting their careers, which would eventually make them hundreds of millions of dollars. So how many women will sleep with a man for the opportunity to make $200 million over the course of their career? There's going to be women that are going to do that, and there's going to be quite a few of them. So the fact that he did this, it's the same to me as prostitution, and I don't see how you can look at it as anything else, unless he's actually raping people, which I kind of don't think occurred. Now, maybe it did, and if it did, you know, he should be punished for that. But
well, I don't have the descriptions in front of me right now, but when the news came out a few months ago about this, we did read some of the allegations, and in a lot of the cases, I mean, I get what you're saying, Gene. Hey, you're going to the hotel room of this movie producer. You ought to know what's going
to
happen. But on the other hand, there could have been all kinds of reasons why these starlets were going to these places.
So one of the reports here, unnamed actress, told the L.A. Times that in 2013, Weinstein bullied his way into her hotel room, grabbed her by the hair, drug her into the bathroom, and raped her.
Oh, my.
So it was her room, not his.
Well, that's the thing, Chris. I mean,
that's a different story now, isn't it?
Right. I'm just saying, Ian said that he
there
didn't
story hear him
some of
him,
the allegations, yeah. So I read one of the 13 here.
There were stories with him in his room where, like, the girls were acting as though they were uncomfortable with his behavior, which included, like, self-pleasuring as, you know, he steps out of the bathroom wearing a bathrobe, and they were just there to, like, get a copy of a movie script or something like that. They didn't, they claimed they didn't know that something like that was going to happen, and not all of them said that they did something about it. Like, they, some of them might have stormed out or whatever. Like, hey, I'm not willing to stoop to that level just to get this part. And would that kill their career? I mean, it possibly could. I don't know. And like I said, I don't have the laundry list of the allegations in front of me. But it would have been a different story if he had simply said, hey, look, this is what, you know, if you want a part in this movie, this is what you got to do. And just lay it right out rather than salaciously, lewdly, you know, assaulting them in his hotel room. But, you know, it's amazing
what these guys
think they can get away with. Well, right. And it's all obviously she said versus he said.
Right. Which is the whole reason why I was saying and she didn't report it, right? Like, it's something so... I mean, if a woman reports it right away, there are certain things the police can do to get evidence.
Oh, like use one of the rape kits that then sits in a closet somewhere.
Well,
where there are tens of thousands of rape kits sitting in closets right now that have never been tested.
At least there's evidence that's taken.
And you have fresh testimony as well. Whereas the testimony 20 years down the road, mm-hmm. she says this happened 20 years ago. You know, it does get a little bit hard to believe when somebody sits on it for a long period of time. Yeah, maybe they could have a situation where they're saying, well, I was afraid to come forward. But in reality, that's not going to happen that often. It will happen sometimes.
It happens
well,
a lot.
It's not going to happen that often. A woman being afraid to come forward, I mean, and face down one of the Hollywood's most powerful producers who have an army of attorneys.
It happens all the time where you're just trying to ruin this man's career, and then more women come out. Well, they're just all ganging up to take this man's career away from him.
It's the problem is you have to have some sort of basis for your claim. It's very easy to claim rape.
Yeah, I have concerns with fake rape claims for sure.
Right.
No doubt about it.
There are fake rape claims out there, and there are, of course, claims where people get away with rape.
The burden,
you've got both sides of this coin.
The burden is on the person who was raped, unfortunately, because there's no other good way to do it.
And it has to be that way. In order for the justice to even try to be justice, you have to give the defendant the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
I'm sorry, that's just the way it is.
Yeah, no, I tend to agree with you on that.
You're supposed to be innocent.
But at the same time, that doesn't mean that that a young lady wouldn't be intimidated by the power of this man to not say anything, right?
Oh, like sure, but
something uncomfortable happens.
People get intimidated all the time, though. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not saying
it's up to you
frankly,
to take action.
As far as I'm concerned, it's better without a government, because if I had a daughter and my daughter came to me and said, I did something, I don't want him going into a cage, because I'll take care of him myself. You know, they stick him in a cage, then I can't reach him.
Gene, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, that's what you would expect a father to say, right, in a situation like that. But what if your daughter's lying? I mean, is it possible that she would tell you a lie about a guy that, you know, maybe she didn't like for some reason?
I'm not sure I agree with him on that one. Yeah. But
so the Maryland Coalition Against Sexual Assault did a survey of rape survivors and found out what are some of the reasons why they did not report their crimes immediately.
Yeah.
Fear of reprisal, got reported to a different official, not sure what that means, belief that the police would not do anything about it, believed that the police could not do anything about it. They fear that they lacked evidence. Because let's say that the guy used a condom.
Mm-hmm.
There's not going to be, you know, the semen available there.
That's probably not necessarily true.
Well, generally that's the way condoms work.
No, but I mean, there's potentially evidence on, you know, hairs.
There could be.
You know, from the guy and other, it may not be as good.
Do they comb for that during the rape kit?
They do. They
fear that they might not have enough evidence. They fear that their family might find out and then, you know, family might wind up, that doesn't happen to someone in our family. And then there comes into question all of the personal characteristics. Oh, well, you hooked up with some guy at the bar 3 weeks ago, so, like, you're known to get around.
You're a floozy.
And so then, you know, the personal assaults come into place.
Mm-hmm.
So there are all kinds of reasons of why somebody might not make a report.
Yep. And then there's also men who are abused by women, and I'm not saying sexually necessarily, right. but physical abuse, who also don't report that.
They also say that when the offender was an intimate partner or former intimate partner, only one in four women will file a complaint. If it's a friend or acquaintance, it goes between 18 to 40%. If it's a stranger, that jumps up to two-thirds.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. You can join us on the air. Bitcoin ban coming up.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. 855-450 free like freedom, 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm, and in the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Also, I definitely want to let you know about the folks over at Liberty Stickers. Not only do they have some really cool, like, libertarian stickers that you can get and put on your car or notebook or whatever it is where you want to display a cool sticker, LibertyStickers.com has those, and they can help you reach thousands of people from the back of your car. But they also do custom stickers. So if you've ever gotten the Free Talk Live or LRN.FM free stickers that we offer, you know the quality of Liberty Stickers because they made those for us. And if you haven't gotten the free Talk Live or LRN.FM bumper sticker, then you can easily do that. Just go to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll find our mailing address there. You send a self-addressed stamped envelope to that address. If you send it to Free Talk Live at that address, we'll put a Free Talk Live sticker in there. If you send it to LRN at that address, we'll put an LRN sticker. If you want them both, just let us know and we'll put them both in there. It's not a problem. But yeah, we pop the stickers in, send it back to you. So if you've ever gotten that sticker, you know that it's a quality product. You can go to libertystickers.com and they will connect you with whatever kind of custom sticker ordering that you need. Maybe you put together an event or you want it for your business or charity or something like that. They can definitely help you out. And they are a liberty-oriented business. Libertystickers.com. Let's talk about Bitcoin. The state of New York, once again, the worst place to be in the United States, I think, at this point, if you are a Bitcoiner, yeah. If you are a cryptocurrency advocate, a hodler, Chris, what's going on? Because now one town in New York has made themselves the worst place.
Yeah, they've banned Bitcoin, or cryptocurrency mining. So for the first time, a U.S. city has banned cryptocurrency mining after large-scale operations used up all its power. Actually, one operation.
What?
One large-scale operation used up.
They used up all the power.
Yes, all the power that was allotted.
All the power.
it was actually, I believe, 10%. But let me get into the story, and we'll hear more. Yeah, it's a very interesting story, and it.
And where's the source on this? Do you happen to have that?
Yeah, this one's from Business Insider.
Okay.
I think there was another one from Motherboard that was
let's
posted.
See. So
I have a Motherboard version.
Yeah.
Just doing a quick Google search. There's a Bloomberg story, Popular Mechanics, Gizmodo, Washington Post. There are all kinds of stories on this.
I don't know how similar each of those stories are. It might just be copies of, you know, one another. But anyway. So the city of Plattsburgh, New York, announced on Thursday that it is temporarily banning the commercial mining of cryptocurrency for 18 months. I wonder if that means you could do non-commercial mining of cryptocurrency, and is that even sort of possible? Like, I guess for nonprofit, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know. It says here that it's a moratorium that affects new operations and does not affect companies that are already mining in the city.
And there's only one operation. Oh, that's interesting. Oh, wow. Okay.
Protectionism much?
Yeah. Tell me more, though.
The official reasoning for the moratorium is to protect and enhance the city's natural, historical, cultural, and electrical resources. Plattsburgh residents have seen skyrocketing electric bills as much as $100 to $200 increases as a result of the commercial crypto mining operations that mine for cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, according to Plattsburgh's mayor, Colin Reed, who spoke with Motherboard.
Plattsburgh has socialized power?
Yeah, so this is what it sounds like to me, too.
Why the hell would somebody else's bill go up if someone is using power?
Yeah.
Who's not that person.
So basically what it sounds like to me is that they have really super low electricity prices, but only to the point in which they're within their allocation. So it's like 2 cents or something, and the average is like 10 cents. So if they utilize beyond that, the bills then all of a sudden get charged at the 10 cents rate because they have to go to the open market. So it is a socialized sort of issue, right?
I see. Yeah, according to the story here at Motherboard, they have a hydroelectric power.
Yep.
So there's a dam on the St. Lawrence River. Residents pay about 4.5 cents per kilowatt hour.
It's cheaper for a commercial, though.
Industrial pays 2 cents, as you mentioned, per kilowatt hour. However, they only have 104 megawatts of power per month. And so what you were saying, if they exceed that, then everybody's got to pay extra because the whole town has exceeded its government limits.
Apparently,
the
run
Plattsburgh Municipal
operation.
Lighting Department.
And that's the power company.
They actually have suggestions on their website for saving heat energy during the winter.
Okay, saving heat. What? I guess electric heat?
To lower your
tips on saving heat energy. So they say if you have a ceiling fan, put it on reverse. That way, it pushes the warm air down.
Right. I actually did that at one point in my life.
Open your shades to allow the sun to come in.
Yeah, seems smart to me.
All right.
So it turns out that the commercial cryptocurrency mining operations used up so much electricity that the city of Plattsburgh exceeded its allotted monthly budget of electricity. One single cryptocurrency mining operation called Coinmint, used up around 10% of the city's allotted power supply alone in January and February, according to Motherboard. Yeah, so now you kind of get an idea on what's going on here.
Yeah.
When its electrical budget was exceeded in January, the city had to buy electricity from the open market at a higher cost, which was distributed among its residents. Mining for cryptocurrency involves powerful computers components that use a large amount of electricity in order to solve complex computational problems. The problems being solved are used to verify the transfer of cryptocurrencies independently of a central bank.
Mm-hmm.
Those components are usually dedicated cryptocurrency mining components called ASIC cards. Some operations use graphics cards that are normally used to run high-resolution PC games. Plattsburgh was a particularly attractive place to set up a large-scale
because of the 2 cent per hour.
Yes, exactly. Commercial cryptocurrency mining operation due to its low electricity costs compared to the national average.
Right.
City charged 4.5 cents per kilowatt hour, when the national average is about 10 cents per kilowatt hour.
Yep.
And industrial operations, which include cryptocurrency operations, paid even less at 2 cents per kilowatt hour for electricity.
According to the story, the idea was to make Plattsburgh attractive to industry. To set up shop in the city, so they
they got it. They got what they wanted.
Yeah, you got it.
Real fast.
I'm actually reading the ordinance that was passed.
The moratorium?
Yes.
All right.
And it says, this local law shall impose a moratorium on applications or proceedings or the issuance of approvals or permits for commercial cryptocurrency mining operations in the city of Plattsburgh, which makes it sound as though if you want to mine cryptocurrency in Plattsburgh, you've got to get a permit from the city.
They're certainly making it sound that way. Yep, that's true. Now, of course, there's nothing stopping you from just, you know, renting an office and plugging in a crypto miner. But I guess the idea would be if you want to get the special industrial rate, maybe you have to apply. Or is the industrial rate based on location?
It sounds like it's like illegal, basically, to mine. And if you violate the law, well, here, let me continue.
Read the statement again. It was only about applications, right? Like, so we're not going to approve any applications.
This local law shall impose a moratorium on applications or proceedings or the issuance of approval or permits for commercial cryptocurrency mining operations.
Let's continue here in a moment. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Can the city legally tell a company you can't run code? You can't run a specific piece of software, which is basically freedom of speech. That, to me, is the issue here. We're coming up.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll free and join us on the air. You can talk about whatever is on your mind. We're talking about everything from corruption in the police departments to the sheriff's department down in Alabama. Katy Perry kissing a young man and causing a controversy, causing some stir because he didn't want it. And, of course, you can call about whatever you want. We're also discussing grocery delivery services, Harvey Weinstein. All of those are on the table if you want them to be. Or you can bring up something completely different. Right now, we're talking about the town of Plattsburgh, New York, which I believe is basically right on the line of Vermont and New York, sort of northeastern New York, if I remember correctly. We used to actually have a radio station up in that area years ago. I think since they've changed formats. But if you want to join us online, get back episodes of Free Talk Live that go way back, all the way as far as 2006, you can go and download those for free anytime you want. Just go to freetalklive.com. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. That's where you'll also find a newsletter sign up where you can pop your email in there, and then we'll send you an email, usually once a week, to keep you in the loop with what's happening with Free Talk Live. Although I think I dropped the ball last weekend since I was traveling, and I figure I'll just get it done this week. Anyway, go and get signed up over at freetalklive.com. Now, Chris, your story is from Business Finance Insider. I've got one from Motherboard. Daryl, you've been doing some research here as
I've
well.
I've actually got the ordinance from the city of Plattsburgh.
Which bans or puts a moratorium on any kind of licensing, business licensing, for cryptocurrency mining operations, which some of them have been set up there in the city of Plattsburgh, at least a few or two or so. Now, according to Motherboard, there's somebody who they interviewed who's the second largest Bitcoin miner in Plattsburgh. So
okay.
Oh, that's like interesting.
Because Chris's article says
contradicts that. Yeah, it says there's one.
Okay. And then the ordinance here also defines the term server farm.
Mm-hmm.
Which is three or more interconnected computers housed together in a single facility whose primary function is to perform cryptocurrency mining or associated data processing.
I see.
I wonder how they define computer, because if I put a bunch of them in a single...
They don't define computer in this ordinance, but they do define cryptocurrency and high-density load service. And it says that no application for commercial cryptocurrency mining operations or for approvals for a site plan, special use permit, building permit, or other permit shall be approved by any board, officer, employer, or agent of the city of Plattsburgh while the moratorium imposed by this local law is in effect.
But further, you said there's a threat of $1,000 fine.
Let me read it. The city will issue a penalty of $1,000 per day of operation for any firm, person, corporation, or other entity that established or runs a commercial cryptocurrency mining operation when the moratorium goes into effect. The effective date for the moratorium has yet to be approved.
So if they catch you,
it's not. And it's funny because if you might, it doesn't matter that you're not using the grid even. If you're not using their power, they've banned all cryptocurrency mining under this.
If you're doing
solar power or something,
right?
My understanding, and I believe New York is one of the states to where if you have your own, power generating thing, yep, you have to hook up to the grid, and then you have to be compensated for electricity that you don't use. So just because you're creating your own power doesn't mean that you're not connected to their grid, and if you're connected to their grid, they can regulate what you do.
That's insane.
Yes. Yes, it is.
That's New York.
That's why nobody should live in New York.
I'm so glad I don't live in New York.
Yeah, it's an awful place. It is the 50th least free state of all the 50 states, and very far down the list compared to even number 49,
right,
which is California. Now, well, I find this particularly outrageous. I mean, not only is it outrageous from the aspect of they're restricting and regulating business, and, you know, in my opinion, you shouldn't have to ask anyone's permission to go into business. You should just be able to start your business. And then, you know, if you want certifications or things like that, then go ahead and get those things.
And they could have done this differently, where they simply charged the rate, how they charged the customers was different, so that it doesn't affect, you know, the majority.
Yeah, they could have said, hey, because in a lot of places, right, if you buy more of a thing, you get a better price, right?
Yeah.
But you're a retailer over at ThinkPenguin.com,
yeah,
right, Chris?
Mm-hmm.
So you sell products, laptops, desktop, computers, routers, very privacy-oriented, Linux-centered products.
Yeah.
And you know that when you place an order from a manufacturer, if you want to order 50 items, well, there's one price. If you want to order 5,000 items, then there's a lower price.
Absolutely.
Per item. This is the reverse of that. Now, maybe that's because it's government and the way that things are set up, but in the town of Plattsburgh, they've got this hydroelectric dam that provides X, or 100-something megawatts per month, of 104 megawatts per month of power to the town, and they're saying if we go over that level, we've got to pay more. Well, what they could do is say, hey, you get this level of power usage up to this point, Mr. Industrial Person, but if you pass this point... Because they wanted to incentivize industry to locate there. But if you're using too much power, then they should just tier up the system and say, okay, well, if you go up past this level, then you have to pay more. If you go up past this level, you got to pay more. That way the other people in town aren't being dinged because of what these businesses are doing.
You know, this kind of reminds me of the sewer system in Jefferson County, Alabama,
okay,
where I was born and raised. Where
you were born in the sewer system and raised?
No,
that explains a lot.
Raised in the county, born and raised in the county. And back what was it, about 2 decades ago, they wound up doing this sewer expansion.
Oh, yeah.
And
took forever, right?
Took forever. The county went bankrupt. There's only one person that was on the county commission during the time when this entire boondoggle was going on that is not currently in prison or had pled guilty to something. And I'm trying to figure out how the hell she wound up not going to prison when everybody else did.
She and Harvey Weinstein.
What they wound up doing was sending a bill to everyone in the county, even if they weren't connected to the sewer.
To pay for the mistakes?
Wow. Yeah. You own property in the county. Here's a sewer bill. Wow. But I'm not using the sewer. It doesn't matter. You live in the county.
Pony up.
Here's your sewer bill.
So the other aspect of this that I find really disturbing is that essentially they're saying you can't run a computer program.
Yeah.
Because you can have a computer. You can have a computer with a fancy graphics card. You can play video games on the computer with a fancy graphics card if you're in Plattsburgh, New York. But if you run a Bitcoin mining software on that computer, if you type in the letters of, you know, starting the code for the Bitcoin miner and hit enter, then you are a criminal and or civil case will be brought against you for $1,000 per day in Plattsburgh, New York.
And
that is disturbing.
I do like their definition of cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency is defined as a digital currency in which encryption techniques are used to regulate the generation of units of currency and verify the transfer of funds operating independently of a central bank.
Wait, is that pretty accurate? Even accurate?
I'd say that's pretty accurate.
Well, it doesn't, but it's not encryption that the mining is doing.
They're doing cryptographic math during mining, as I understand it.
Oh, they also define commercial cryptocurrency mining.
Okay.
So the definition I read is how they define cryptocurrency.
Okay.
Cryptocurrency mining is the commercial process by which cryptocurrency transactions are verified and added to the public ledger, known as the blockchain, mm-hmm. two words, and also the means through which new units of cryptocurrency are released through the use of server farms employing data processing equipment. For the purpose of this definition, any equipment which requires a high-density load service or any server farm will presumably be a commercial cryptocurrency mining operation.
Okay, so
a server farm means three or more computers housed in a single facility.
Okay, that's problematic because my interpretation of that is it means anybody who's running any kind of server kind of stuff, basically. Doesn't even have to be cryptocurrency because it says presumed. Like if you're going to presume
that. It says if you have a server farm, we are going to presume that you're doing cryptocurrency mining.
It does a heck of a lot more than outlaw cryptocurrency mining.
And server farm in the definition defines it as three or more in a single facility for the purpose of cryptocurrency mining.
Well, I understand that the companies there are saying they're willing to work with the government on this.
Even
but,
your local big McDonald's could be outlawed.
This seems like something that could be overturned on free speech grounds, I think. That's my unofficial legal opinion. It's Free Talk Live.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. And we've got Discord. The Discord on-air call-in line room is open for you right now. If you go to discord.lrn.fm, you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners in there. And thanks to our Twitch viewers here tonight. Some of the Twitch viewers have been throwing in the cheers at us this Woo! Evening. And when they do the cheers, that's actually money that they're throwing. They're literally throwing pennies at the show. And earlier tonight, actually, I think a couple folks actually went above $10 worth of cheers tonight.
Nice.
So, gosh, thanks so much. We certainly appreciate it, whether it's just a few cents or a buck or whatever. It makes a difference, and it shows your appreciation for what we're doing here instantly in that Twitch chat room. Twitch, by the way, for those who don't know, because we do have a large radio audience out there as well as our internet audience, Twitch is a video streaming service that, for the most part, is video games. That's mostly what happens on Twitch channels, but they started to expand their options of categories that they have a couple of years back, and we just got started on Twitch back in January of this year. I think we've been at it for just over 2 months now. We have over 220 followers, I believe, which are the people who have followed the LRN.fm channel on Twitch, and that means that you get notices whenever you can sign up for email notices, or if you have the Twitch app on your phone, they will send you a little notice in your notification bar to let you know when we're live. And that's just a nice little reminder. Like, you know, we're live every single night from 7 to 10 at night Eastern time, but sometimes it's nice to have that that ding come in to remind you, hey, they're on the air. So check us out there at twitch.lrn.fm. Following costs you nothing, but if you have a Twitch Prime subscription, it will also cost you nothing to give us your Twitch Prime subscription. And what that means is if you have Amazon Prime, you can connect your Amazon account to your Twitch account, and then you get one free subscription on Twitch. And if you give that to LRN.fm, that's like a couple bucks, $2.50 or something like that, that comes in from Amazon that they'd otherwise keep for themselves. So if you've got that and you want to send it to us, then we sure do appreciate it. So go to twitch.lrn.fm, and if you are a Twitch subscriber, you will get special access to the subscribers' chat rooms on our Discord, which there's people in the Discord right now chatting in the Free Talk Live chat room there. Go to discord.lrn.fm and check that out. But actually, the Twitch chat has been fairly active tonight, which that's where all those cheers come in at. So we appreciate that. Once again, twitch.lrn.fm. Follow us there, and we appreciate any Twitch Prime subscriptions that you give us. Or if you want to subscribe directly to the show, of course, you don't have to go through Twitch. You can just go to amp.freetalklive.com. Become a Free Talk Live amplifier for $5 a month. We get more of that $5 than if you gave Twitch the $5. But either way you want to do it, we appreciate it. So thank you for that. All right, let's continue here. We're talking about the disturbing story out of Plattsburgh, New York, where they're saying that you guys who are already mining and that we're having a problem with taking so much power, there's 104 megawatts that they get from the hydroelectric dam in town, and basically the Bitcoin miners that are in town now that have set up operations there because of the cheap power at 2 cents per kilowatt hour, they've been just using so much power that the rest of the townsfolk are having to pay more on their power bill because the town is going over its limit of 104 megawatts per month, and they have to buy power on the open market at much higher rates and then pass those costs on. So they've actually passed a moratorium for 18 months on any further licensing of Bitcoin mining operations. And if you're caught running a mining operation, they will fine you $1,000 per day. This according to the story from Business Insider, Chris, that you have brought in here tonight. And
right.
I have some serious concerns on free speech grounds here in this particular case. Programming is speech. When
yes.
you write a program,
absolutely.
You write a program. You
yes.
use English words to write on a screen, if this, then that, well, you know, else, and there's a lot of if, then, else, and there's arrays, and there's all kinds of things. I took a programming class in high school, okay? I could have gone to
ISNUM,
be a programmer.
Things like that.
What's that?
ISNUM.
Oh, I thought you said Islam.
No. So if this is a number, then do this.
Ah,
so
ISNUM.
So it's a more number. Complicated gotcha. If this, then that.
Yeah, so there's all kinds of stuff there. It's writing. You're writing things down. And basically, if you're saying you cannot run the code that you have written or a code that you have gotten from somebody who has written it, that to me seems like a free speech ban. That seems
yeah, it's limiting what you can say, basically.
And, you know, actually reading this ordinance, and I'm not defending the ordinance
no.
at all, but it seems to really only be going after businesses.
That's correct.
Where you, as a private individual, unless you have a server farm, which is three or more interconnected computers in a single facility performing cryptocurrency mining or associated data processing, then you would not be affected. But still, how many computers are in the studio right now?
Several.
And,
but they're not mining cryptocurrency.
Right, but they are interconnected.
Yep. They are. Yep.
And if one of them was mining, then they could possibly wind up construing this to be. And
as
then,
long as you're not showing up on the top 10 power consumers in town, you're probably not going to have to
no,
worry.
No, but you know
about
how this works.
How
they
many,
abuse ordinances in order to go after people
sure.
they don't like.
Well, let me ask this question, because it's been many years since I've received a utility bill. Is 200?
I can give you one anytime you want one.
250 kilowatt hours per square foot per year. Is that a lot?
That sounds like a lot.
250,000
per square foot.
250 kilowatt hours per square foot per year.
I don't know.
So basically, what it seems as though they're
foot?
Doing some
probably.
Kind of math of
yeah.
here you've got 1,200 square feet,
yeah.
then 1,200 times 250 times
I don't feel like
year.
That's a lot. But
it sounds like it might be a lot. If it's
yeah,
per
I don't
foot.
Know if
oh,
that's...
But per square foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you got a big facility times whatever.
Yeah, because they define something called a high-density load service, and that's defined as more than 250 kilowatts per square
yeah.
foot
so,
per year.
So that's I'm just trying to think about this. So it's if I have 300
watts. I'm going to the phones here. We got Dave Ridley on the line from RidleyReport.com. He's on Skype. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, I better make this quick. This is off topic, but it's related to Ed Brown, the 2007 era rebel in New Hampshire.
The man who was arrested by the federal government after being holed up in his house attempting to avoid arrest for not paying income tax, he was sentenced basically to a life sentence and is likely going to die in prison. And that was, as you say, over a decade ago. And he was not a young man at that time. He was probably 70 years old, but go ahead.
One of his supporters wrote me and said, quote, Ed Brown is asking for someone to help him who lives in Massachusetts. Do you know anyone who would be willing to correspond with Ed via U.S. mail to see what he is looking for? Unquote. And I don't know of anyone in Massachusetts to ask this, but I can ask the public. If one of you lives in Massachusetts and would like to help Ed, there's an opportunity. Just email me. Go to RidleyReport.com and you can find my email.
Okay, so you're asking for help from those poor bastards who are still living in Massachusetts and haven't made it out of there yet. If you care about freedom, of course, you ought to be moving to New Hampshire or planning a move to New Hampshire. Same thing with you guys in New York as well. If you're not planning, if you love liberty and you're still in New York, why? Why are you still there? If you want to help out Ed Brown, then send an email to Dave Ridley over at RidleyReport.com. You're saying the email address is on your site?
Yeah, I just go to About.
Okay. Was there any other reason you were calling tonight, Dave?
No, just that.
All right, man. Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. That's Dave from RidleyReport.com. Does a lot of good man-on-the-ground kind of news, low-budget news-style reports. He just shoots with one camera, doesn't actually edit the footage. He just kind of shoots for the final product as he's recording.
He's always getting good stuff, though.
Yeah, because he's there.
Yeah,
you know, he's there.
He's on the scene. Yep.
He's a professional. He's recording, and I appreciate the work that he does. So, any other thoughts on the prohibition on running a cryptocurrency mining operation in Plattsburgh, New York? I find it to be very disturbing.
Yeah, hopefully this appears to be just a proposal, so hopefully
they didn't vote for
city
it?
Council winds up. One of the articles, one of you two read, said that
this says it passed.
It was a proposal.
No, this here at motherboard.vice.com says,
I wonder if it's a newer article.
This was published on March 15th, so yesterday.
The ordinance on the website says this takes effect upon approval by the mayor and filing with the Secretary of State. So it doesn't have an effective date.
It's going to happen because
all proposals have an effective date written into
it. I get what you're saying. So it's waiting for the mayor's signature. It's going to happen. The city council unanimously voted to impose an 18-month moratorium. This happened last night.
Wow.
So this was fresh news. It came out late last night. Unanimous vote. If that doesn't mean the mayor's going to sign it, I don't know what does. We'll keep you in the loop if there's more to say about this on other nights. We're done for tonight. See you tomorrow online. In the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.